Hello, my name's Jim Kukula. We just moved here from Utah, from New York, actually. Moved to Utah from New York. So where do I see myself in 10 years? That's a question somebody asked. Probably still in Utah, I think, just since we spent a lot of time moving here. Doing what in Utah? So that's actually a very big puzzle for me. One of the things I really want to get involved in is the Ogden Bicycle Collective. So I think maybe I'm going to be getting into bicycle repair. The first job I ever had back in high school was a bike mechanic. So I think maybe I'm going to get back to being a bike mechanic. I'm going to ask a question for the next person. So maybe it should be a bicycle-oriented question. I guess a question would be, are people going to be using electric cars? You know, will you still be getting gasoline at every corner? The way we have it now, or is all the cars going to be electric in 10 years?
I think everybody probably will be driving some kind of an electric car, and I also think that the driver's license age is going to drop because our three-year-olds are going to be better at operating anything electronic and app-based than any adult that I know today. I think there's probably still going to be some gas cars on the road because we're just having fun driving them, and we'll drive them until they're gone, but I'm hopeful that as technology keeps developing, we're going to be zooming around everywhere with quiet roads and zero emissions and super happy kids. And then parents can go out to dinner and have a drink or two because their four-year-old will drive home. The next question is, how did you meet your best friend?
I met my best friend on the streets of New York City, actually. I was a missionary at the time. And at the time, I was walking down the streets looking for people I could talk to. This one young woman just happened to be out there, and I said, hey, you're either the Golden Contact or you're already a member. Turned out she was already a member, but I talked to her a little bit, and she was new to New York City, and so I told her where the church was, and she went. It turned out a couple of months later, I served in her area. And we started talking. Her house was the local missionary refuge. While we were there, we made our first lasagna together. I'd like to say the rest is history, but it's not that simple. I started talking to her again after my mission, and we started dating, and she turned into my wife. She's been my best friend ever since, and we've continued making lasagnas together. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
I imagine having lots of kids, but I've only, so far, I have had one. My next question is, how did you meet your best friend?
I met my best friend, your mom, at the library, and she pretended like she knew who the Replacements were, which is one of my favorite bands. And after that, we started talking, and we ended up getting married and having two sweet little boys. Okay, so now my question to the next person is, what's the hardest or best thing about growing up?
The hardest was moving a lot because my dad, his job requires him to, we used to move around a lot. I was born in Provo, Utah, but I moved to Taiwan, and then we moved back to Pennsylvania and to like all these different places. I've lived in China, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, just a bunch of different places, and it's hard for me to like keep friends or like keep moving to new schools and stuff, but I've stayed in this place for a while now. The best thing about growing up is that you just keep learning new things. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, from all the movies that I've watched in my lifetime, it always seems like you're more popular in high school, and that's not the case, and you'll, anyways. What are you proudest of?
What I'd have to say that I'm proudest of is just how far along I've come these years, just the things I've accomplished, like, and how much I've improved, the experiences I've had with friends. So I'd say I'm pretty proud of that. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself working as a radiologist in a hospital, helping those in need. And my question for the next person is, what lessons did you learn from a difficult time in your life?
A lesson that I learned from a difficult time in my life is to never give up and to keep going strong. another question is, what was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment in my life was when I realized that middle school wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. That was really amazing. I don't know. Middle school has just been great as long as I've been in it.